Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Certainly, it is a day to commemorate, but is it a day to celebrate? Is there enough to celebrate in terms of our youth? And I'm not really so sure about that. Lesego Kubuwe, who is from the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. But I'm quite ambivalent because, of course, we look back at 1976 and we see the incredible sacrifice and the change that this day brought because of our youth. And then we look at what we're offering our youth today, and it kind of should make us feel a little bit guilty. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it should make us feel guilty, because the truth is there are still a lot of young people who are marginalized based on the fact that there's so much young people that are unemployed today. We've got teenage pregnancy that's still a problem. We've got drug abuse and alcoholism. So there's still a lot, actually, that we as young people, 46 years later, we are still fighting for. The only difference is that what they fought for back in 1976 is very different from what we're fighting for today. But it's still all under the common goal of just justice and change and needing that to happen and occur in our society.
So what are the issues that are being addressed in the memorandum that are the most urgent?
Mm-hmm. So we've got the first issue, which is, of course, unemployment, and that 77% of young people in South Africa are unemployed, which are young people. There's gender-based violence, and that nothing much has been done around gender-based violence. And still today, we're seeing so many young children and women who are dying. We've got climate justice as well, and climate change, and asking, what are we doing about that as a country? There's mental health as well that has been a significant thing that has come up during COVID, and even before COVID it was a thing, but after COVID and during COVID we saw the effects of mental health and what that is doing to young people. So there's quite a lot on the memorandum, but those are the top things that we're going to be speaking about from the memorandum.
Right. And do you think that this will be taken seriously?
I mean, we honestly hope so, because we've got more than 90 youth organizations, which is the first time since the 1980s that are coming together. And they're coming together actually not just Gauteng. And we've got organizations like Corruption Watch, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, our Accountability Lab, Engage South Africa, Right to Protest. So we're hoping that the fact that we're all coming together, all under one place, basically in unity, actually does say something, and it actually speaks of high volume that we are actually very serious and we actually want to be seen and heard. So I'm hoping, yeah, definitely.
What do you think that they should be doing immediately in terms of employment, for example, that could start making a big difference?
I think probably one of the first things is getting more young children or young people, the youth, in opportunities of training. Because I think the one thing that we're seeing is that there's so many of them who are coming out of university or high school and are asked for skills that we don't have. And the question is, where do we get these skills when we're supposed to be in school, right? But if we do have training while we're in school, that does enable a young person to have skills and knowledge and basically some sense of practicality to be able to work within the workforce. So I think that's definitely number one thing. And also entrepreneurship. So how do we make entrepreneurship more accessible to young people by them being either entrepreneurs or working for entrepreneurs? And how does the private sector and the public sector also work together to ensure that actually young people are in spaces where they can be employed? Because it's not like we're sitting and not wanting to be employed. We actually do want to be employed. We want to learn skills and we want to further our futures. Problem is that there's just not enough jobs for us, and there's not enough young people that are skilled to even attain some of the jobs that do exist.
Absolutely right. And what a great way of saying it. And things like coding, I would imagine, giving people the skills to be able to go into a workforce that in fact desperately needs them. That's, of course, the irony of the whole thing, is it's not as though they aren't needed. They are needed in the workplace. They just need training and they need those skills in order to do so. Lesego Kubuwe, thank you. And good luck for today and for all the great work that you do. Business Development Officer at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation. It is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.